passes and immediately scores to make it 20-14 from 16 yards out. Gustafson on the touchdown. It's up to the point after by Brent Barraclough. Barraclough to do the kicking, holding his pass just in. Good. So with 14:47 left in the third quarter, 13 seconds gone. Our correction, 13 seconds gone. It suddenly snowed 21, 16-14. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Reber Investment Corporation, 148 West City Center, your independent insurance agents, have been serving St. George with fire, casualty, bond, life, auto, and home insurance since 1939. Reber Investment Corporation is right next door to Dixie Bowling Recreation Center, where people who like people go bowling.
Byron Workman to do the kicking for Snow College. Dixie. Wobbly kick by Workman coming down. It's going to be out of bounds at the 30-yard line. Just short of the 30. And so flag on the play. They go back and try it again. Byron Workman trying to keep it away from the deep men for Dixie. Dave Lewis is not back now. Johnny North on the far side, and now Johnny North on the near side. And Lewis is not in there to do the receiving. Lewis had the football, then coughed it up on the fumble, and he may have been shaken up a little bit. He's along the sidelines holding his helmet, standing there talking with Lee Bunnell. Instant lightning. As Byron Workman takes off his shoe and his sock to do the kicking. Does Doug Bills one better? Byron Workman. The stutter step, the kick from the 35-yard line this time, coming down to Johnny North. North inside his own 10 at the 15. Coming up across the 20-yard line, is going to run into snow at the 23-yard line. Brought down in there by number 52, Robert Lopez, along with Wade Pierce. Wade Pierce and Robert Lopez on the tackle. 14:41 left in the third quarter of action. It's 21-14. Snow with a quick touchdown here in the third quarter. So with 4 seconds left in the first half of action, Dixie ties the football game, and with 13 seconds gone in the second half of action, Snow unties it. Quarterback Jack Christensen having a good day so far, 7-14 on the passing. Wide receivers, one on each side. To the right, to Kurt Smith, and Smith has the first down, and then some, another 7 yards on top of it. Down at the Dixie 41-yard line, big pickup, Jack Christensen, looking fast. To Kurt Smith, picks up the first down. First and 10 for Dixie, just across their own 40-yard line at the 41. Kurt Smith will alternate with Matt Nelson at that wide receiver position. Quarterback Jack Christensen, slot to the right is Johnny North. Running back lined up side by side. Hand off to the second man, through, and that's Wilkinson, and he doesn't get through. Loss of a yard on the play, brought down at the 40. Getting off the stack, number 76, Byron McDaniel, 6'3", 218-pounder from American Fork High School. Listed on the roster for Snow College is Laurie Tatahara from, believe it or not, Murray High School. A young man by the name of, I have to check the name again. Quarterback Jack Christensen rolling to the left, passing to the left, through the hands of John North. North was hit immediately by Frescas. North was there by himself. It was thrown high, and North had to go through his hands. Incomplete pass. Third down, 11 yards coming up. I was looking for a man. There he is, T. McFarling from Kinnick High School in Japan. And Larry Tatahara is from Murray High School. They're both on the roster of Snow College. Interesting. Quarterback, Jack Christensen. Spot to the right is Johnny North. Wide receiver to the right is Kurt Smith. Running back is Mark Levitt. To do the passing, Jack Christensen over the middle. He has his man. It'll be short of the first down. It'll be fourth down in the yard. He has his man, Kent Critchlow, just short of first down yardage. Where they're placing it down, it may be enough for the first down. It looks like a measurement, but it looks still short. talking to the official over there is number 76, Byron McDaniel, and the officials want to measure. It still looks like inches short. It looks like it'll be fourth down and three fingers to get to it. 13:39 left in the third quarter of action. And if it's a first down, it'll surprise me. Surprise! It looks like it's a first down, and it is by three fingers. Eyesight is going, Jewel. The eyesight is going. 13:39 left in the third quarter of action. 21-14. Dixie with a football. First down in snow territory across midfield at the 49-yard line. Quarterback Jack Christensen. Slot to the right, Johnny North. Wide to the right, Kurt Smith. Running backs Mark Levitt, Merlin Wilkinson. Jack Christensen barking out the signal. Fakes the handoff twice. Rolling to the right under pressure. Fires short, way short. And Jennifer North almost picked off there. If it had been another yard further by Myron Workman as he was diving for it, he was closer to it than Johnny North. Johnny North, the intended receiver, incomplete a pass, stops the clock at 13:28 in the third quarter. So with a 21-point score, Dixie with 14. 7-point margin for Snow College, coming with 13 seconds gone in here in the second half of action. Hickey trying to get it back. Slot back reverse. This is North. Has the first down and then a couple of yards across the 40 down at the 37-yard line. Late flag on the play. We may have a personal foul. We'll have to wait and see. Face masking on Snow. So give Snow, or give Dixie the first down with Johnny North on that slot back reverse coming around. At 15 yards on to Snow. As they face mask, Johnny North. That's one apiece today. And most of the face masks, as we say, are purely accident. You're reaching for the guy and the face happens to get there. He turns his head towards you or whatever and you happen to get your hand glommed on to that face mask. But it's still dangerous. And in order to keep from too many mistakes, they pack on that 15-yard penalty onto it. Jack Christensen pitching back to Merlin Wilkinson, and Wilkinson trapped from behind. Coming through there is Kenny McQueen from his defensive backfield position, and that's why McQueen is feared by most junior college football coaches who face Snow. He came through Wilkinson for the loss. Good pitch back to Wilkinson, but Wilkinson couldn't go anyplace. A loss back to the 27-yard line. Second down, 13 yards coming up, almost 14. 12:50 left in the third quarter of action. 21-14, Snow College. Jack Christensen, wide receiver to the right is Kurt Smith. Slot back to the right, Johnny North. Wilkinson, the tailback. Levitt, the fullback, to the right. Christensen now throwing to the left. Tight end, Kent Critchlow, knocked up in the air by Freskus. Almost picked off by Critchlow. Also down there was Chris Reed. Reed behind him, Freskus in front of him. Critchlow down there. Freskus knocked it up into the air, and Critchlow nearly picked it off before it hit the ground. Incompleted pass. Third down. 13 yards coming up for Dixie College. Exciting football, you bet. This is the last game of the year for these two schools. At least I believe it's the last game of the year for Snow. It is for Dixie. They're not going anyplace. It looks like Mesa Community College will be one of the teams in the bowl game for the junior colleges. And probably a junior college from back east for the other one. Christensen back to pass under heavy pressure. Pass is left. Tap up into the air by this time number 38, Dave Schiffel. Schiffel passed it up into the air, and Christensen still had a chance for it and it went behind him and he couldn't pick it up. So those are two incompleted passes broken up purely by Snow College as they were on the button except for a Snow College hand. Fourth down, 13 yards to go, punting situation for Dixie College. Either that or you're going to go for the very, very long field goal. Instead of either, they're going to go for the first down. 13 yards to pick it up. If they miss it, Snow picks it up in their own territory, presumably. Jack Christensen, back to pass. Big rush by Snow. Christensen passing over everybody, incomplete. Intended out there for Matt Nelson. Over and through Matt Nelson, as Nelson was heavily covered by Stu Simmons. Incompleted pass, Snow takes over. First down and 10 for Snow on their own 27-28 yard line. 12-18. Less than the third quarter of action, and Snow has it. And Dixie was unable to get the score this time. Jack Christensen throwing him on the button to his tight end, Ken Critchlow, and just not being able to prevent a Snow College football player from getting a hand between them. Out of the I formation instead into that split running back formation again. Almost a V formation. Pitch back and Jennifer Snow. And there's a fumble picked up by Dixie. Doug Darlington on the fumble recovery. And sent it back there for Gustafson. Darlington wearing Sam Bartow's number today. But Doug Darlington picking up the fumble. There's a flag on the play. Across the field. I didn't notice the flag. Let's see what it's all about. Let's see if it's going to be against Dixie or against Snow. The official sauntering over. Saying, wait a minute. Nope, it's a backfield in motion penalty against Snow. So the fumble recovered by Dixie's Doug Darlington. So suddenly it's first down and 10 for Dixie. And now they're back at the Snow 20-yard line. 21-yard line, actually. Jack Christensen, the quarterback. Snow juggling the defense. Christensen pitching back, this time to Kevin Olsen. Olsen trying to turn upfield. It's going to be sliced down. Chris Reed coming from his backfield position. Reed slicing down Kevin Olsen. As Olsen had his legs cut right out from under him, tried to turn upfield. And once again, that pitch back to the tailback, and Snow smelled it out. Second down, 11 yards coming up for Dixie. Kevin Olsen, tailback. Let's see if he stays in there. Stop back to the left. Johnny North, he's going to be flanked to the left. Split to the right, Kurt Smith. Kevin Olsen, the tailback. And it looks like Brent Williams in front of him. We'll have to check the number. Quarterback, Jack Christensen. Christensen, back to pass. Over the middle, has his man, Kurt Smith. Juggles it, grabs it. First down, close to first down. He has the first down. Inside the 10. Down at the 8-yard line. Smith was juggling as Stu Simmons hit him. Simmons hit him and still juggling the footballs. Kurt Smith finally grabbed it at the 8-yard line. First down for Dixie. That's 4 first downs here in this quarter. First down and goal to go from the 8-yard line. Dixie with the football. Jack Christensen, the quarterback. Running back, Mark Levitt. All alone by himself. North in the slot back, or correction, Levitt and Wilkinson back there. Rolling to the right, Christensen into the end zone, over the head of Smith. Smith had a half yard on his defender back there. Chris Reed and Stu Simmons, both of them back there, and Smith behind them. Incomplete pass. As he just overthrew Smith. Smith had a shot at it and went up well right through his hands. So thrown just a little high, and Smith just missing the catch. So a little bit of blame on both sides that time. Second down and goal to go. And Dixie with a chance to tie it once again. Dixie, from 10 minutes left in that second quarter, or from the 13-minute mark in that second quarter on, they've done a complete turnabout on offense. Hand off to North on the stop back around. He's going to be thrown for a loss. Is there a fumble? Suddenly there were Snow feet diving into that pileup. It looks like a loss of maybe a yard on the play back to the 9. Second down and goal to go. Clements on the tackle. Also in there, I think Dave Richmond was in the middle of it also. Ken Critchlow tied in to the right. Wide receiver to the right is Johnny North. To the left comes Kurt Smith. I formation for the running back. Jack Christensen, third down, goal to go from the 9-yard line. Christensen under pressure. Her swing pass to Kevin Olsen, incomplete. Covering out there, Kenny McQueen. Incompleted pass, Christensen intended for Olsen. Fourth down, goal to go, and here comes the field goal team. Doug Bills to come in and attempt the field goal. From the 8 or 9, 8-yard line, Doug Bills to do the kicking. Bills, stocking footed, as opposed to Workman's barefooted. Bills, it's up, it's no good. So 3 field goal attempts, 2 by Barraclough, 1 by Doug Bills today. They've all been no good. So the field goal kicking for both squads has been a little bit inconsistent. 10-16 left in the third quarter of action. Celtics over on their own 20-yard line. 21-14, the lead. We'll have Lee Bummel as our post-game show host, or guest. Don't be foolish, Jewel. You're the host. 10-16 left in the third quarter of action. Gary Coden, the quarterback, coming to the right side. Barraclough, the wide receiver. I formation once again for Snow. They've gone back to that I. Second man through, Baker. Baker has a hole. Picks up 5, 6, 7 yards on a play. Up near first down, he should have it. Down to the 30-yard line. Brought down by Greg Glazier. Glazier on the tackle. Also, Randy Price. Should be enough for the first down. First down for Snow. Big hole by Rex Baker. He picks up 10 yards in a hurry. They want to talk to Dan Shaw, the offensive captain. And it's going to be again. Probably a personal foul. Maybe a late hit. So give Snow a first down by way of penalty. He picked up 8 yards. Personal foul against Dixie. That puts them in rebel territory across midfield on the south side of the field. Dixie defending the goal to the south. Snow to the north, to our left. Now they're on the right side of the field at the Dixie 47-yard line. I formation once again. Wide receiver to the left, Steve Bullard. Split to the right, and now Barraclough wide to the right. Keeping his cold, now pitching back to Baker. Baker with a head of steam runs headlong into LaValle. And then rolls forward for another 2 yards. Across the 40, down at the 38-yard line. Should be about a yard short of first down, or a half yard short. It will be close. Gary Coden handling that pitch back much better than Jack Christensen has handled it. Gary Coden, a much better quarterback this game than we saw against Dixie earlier. Time out for a measurement, and here come the six from across the field. Gary Coden wants to be over there and see. So does Dan Shaw, the offensive captain. He wants to be in on the middle of things. Beautiful execution by Coden. As he waited until the last possible second to pitch it back to Baker, and Baker had a head of steam that time, and you don't drop a runaway locomotive. Should be short. Looks like a half yard. A foot to a half yard. The second down. Short yardage. Extremely short yardage. You could call it inches, I guess. 9:08 left in the third quarter of action. 21-14. Snow with the lead. Snow driving with the football. Eye once again, they have that wide receiver line up as part of the eye, and then he goes either left or right. Left this time, Barraclough way left. He'll be covered out there by Dave Lewis. Takes a handoff to Rex Baker. Passing deep in front of Barraclough. Lewis is out there. Broken up by Lewis. Just inside the 10-yard line. Dave Lewis and Brent Barraclough. Going nose to nose, running. Step for step, and Lewis went up and got the right paw up there. Couldn't intercept it. But he could break up the pass. Incompleted pass. So it's third down. Foot and a half. They got that first down. 8:52 left in the third quarter of action. Snow with the football. Snow driving. Trying to pick up the first down now. Third down.
Next Baker is the tailback.
Tailback. Jerry Gustafson.
Wide receiver this time, Chris Thomas.
Coming to the near side, the short spot.
Side to the right. Keeper, Coden. First down.
Half four. Coden has broken free for 5. Down at the 30-yard line.
Got down from behind. Randy Price in there.
Along with some other people. Let's count them.
68, Bob Baker. Bob Baker on the tackle.
Bruce Miller,
Bob Baker,
and Randy Price.
First down for Snow. Suddenly, here in the third quarter, the offenses
of both teams have awakened. They're starting to push the defenses around a little bit. So,
like they did in the first part of the first half.
Doing a little more damage to Dixie than Dixie is doing to Snow. Wide receiver to the right, Thomas. Scott Thomas coming to the right side. Head off, second man through Baker. He's going to be breaking one tackle, but still being thrown for a loss. He would have been thrown for a 3-yard loss, except he got away from 76 Tracy Phillips. Then got up another 2 yards to pick up Darlington and Horton before they got him. But it's still a loss of a yard instead of a loss of 3 yards. Second down, 11 yards coming up. The Dixie defense being called on once again. Gustafson and Baker, the running backs. Wide receiver to the left is Claire Richards. Coming to the right, Scott Thomas. Quarterback, Gary Colton. Wide receivers on each side. Flag on the play. Colton over the middle. Intended out here for Thomas and Thomas. And number 46, Bill Lavelle. Doing a little shoving before the pass was let go. There's a flag on the play. Let's see who they want to talk to. The officials talking together. Do they want that white jersey or do they want that blue jersey to talk to? They're looking towards Dixie. Now they want to talk to Dixie. Going to be against Snow. It's either third down and 11 or second down and whatever. Procedure call against Snow. Declined by Dixie, so it's third down and 11. That would have been a 5-yard penalty. Second down and 16. Third down and 11 from the 32-yard line. Snow with the football. Third down, long yardage. Thomas coming wide to the right, to the left, split to the left. Claire Richards back to pass. He was looking at officials because he was nowhere near it. Bill Lavelle was much closer. Bear and 11 coming up. Situation or the attempt for the field goal. Bear Clown coming back on the field. It looks like the field goal. Here comes Freskus. He does the holding. Bear Clown does the kicking. Will be kicking from back at his own the Dixie 39-yard line. That'll be quite a shot. And Barraclough gives it a shot, and it's going to be way short and way off to the left. No good. So that's the fourth attempt for a field goal today. Three by Barraclough, one by Dixie's Doug Bills. Not one of them good. All of them wide. This time, wide and short. 7:37 left in the third quarter of action. Snow 21, Dixie 14. Dixie has a first down and 10 from their own 20-yard line. At Ephraim, Utah, at Badger Stadium on the campus of a beautiful Snow College. Arch rival Snow going against arch rival Dixie. And Dixie trailing by 7 right now, but they have the football. First down and 10 from their own 20. Draw play, headed up the middle goes Wilkinson. Flag on the play. Wilkinson up to the 23-yard line. Dragged down there by 72, Dale Sampson. Sampson on the tackle. It'll be about a 4-yard gain, except it's holding against Dixie. No wonder the draw works so well. It's a holding call against Dixie. There's some smoke in the air around here today, hanging through the valley around Ephraim. Holding penalty against Dixie. March it back. Half the distance to the 10-yard line. Just short of the 10-yard line. So it's... The holding call was from behind the line of scrimmage. Half the distance. No, it's back at the 10-yard line. 10-yard loss. First and 20 for Dixie. On the reverse, hands it to the second man through. It looks like... Grant Williams in there this time. I'll have to check the number. Correction, it's Merlin Wilkinson. Wilkinson in there. Picked up 3 yards on the play. Clear across the field on the far hash marks from us also. Second down coming up. Second down. 17 yards. Pick up of 3 yards by Wilkinson. Or actually 2 yards. Second down and 18. Official score gives him 2, so I'll give him 2. Jack Christensen, the quarterback. I formation once again. Both receivers to the right. Spot back. John North. Back to pass. Jack Christensen rolling to the right. Has some time now. Doesn't have the receiver. Turns up field. Picked up a yard. And that's it. Brought down at the 13-yard line. McDaniel on the tackle along with number 66, Robert Clements. McClements and McDaniel. Clements and McDaniel on the tackle. Big 15. Third down, extremely the long yardage. Third down and 17 coming up for Dixie. Maybe a half yard gain for Jack Christensen as he turned upfield. Had plenty of time, but the reason why is all of his receivers were covered. Jack Christensen takes the handoff, passes over the middle, has Johnny North. North up to the 20, going to be brought down at the 25. He'll be short of the first down by about 5 yards. Fourth down and five coming up. Pick up on the play of 12 yards. Almost 13, 12 and a half. Back deep to do the receiving will be McQueen. Back deeper will be Scott Thomas. Back to do the punting will be Kevin Olson, number 27. Olson, the punter for Dixie College. 5:27 left in the third quarter of action. Fourth down and five to Kevin Olson. Olson to do the punting. No rush. Step back for a return. Big deep kick. Chasing Thomas down to his own 30-yard line. Thomas breaks one tackle, runs right into a host of Dixie Rebels at the 40. 10-yard return on the play from the 30 up to the 40-yard line. Howard Horton on the tackle. Horton along with number 64, Lynn Stokes, along with number 85, Roger LaPrey. LaPrey, Stokes, Horton on the tackle. First down and 10 for Snow from their own 40-yard line. Snow in the football, they have the win, the lead, too early to give them the win yet. As Dixie and Snow have been battling tooth and nail so far here in this football game. Handoff to Gustafson, and Gustafson runs right into a Dixie ball player, fumble on the play. Who has it? And Dixie has it, and Snow's going to put up an argument. Dixie and Snow went down there at the same time. Hans Hafen along with number 14, Gary Colton. Croton and Hafen dived for it. It looked like Croton had it, but Hafen came up with it. Fumble by Snow College. Second fumble here in the quarter by Snow, recovered by Dixie. Dixie fumbled on the opening kickoff, and Snow took it in immediately for the touchdown. Jerry Gustafson getting some consolation from Coach Dave Arslanian as he's coming off the field. Cornerback Jack Christensen in Snow territory. First down and 10 at the 39-yard line of Snow. Taking the handoff. Christensen to the right. Pat Smith broken up by Dennis Simmons. Simmons diving across the back of Scott Smith to get the hand in there. Smith saying he touched me. The official saying no he didn't. He just touched that football. So the defense is secondary for Snow College. Saving Snow from scores time and time again. As McQueen, as Prescott, as Simmons, as Chris Reed have all done amazing jobs on the receivers. Passes attempted, look like right on the button, and suddenly there's a receiver with a hand. Jack Christensen has the tight end, Kent Critchlow. Is it complete or did he flap it? The officials standing around looking at each other. Critchlow says, I caught it. There's no defense saying, no, he trapped it. It was close. One official says, yeah, he caught it. Byron Workman upset, somewhat exercised about it, as is Robert Clements. Pickup of 9 yards, third down and one coming up. Kane Critchlow just picked it off the shoe toss. It was close to being a trap, but the officials, after looking at each other, saying, did you see him trap it? No. Did you see him trap it? No. He received it then. Jack Christensen. That handoff, Christensen and Levitt both rolling over the line of scrimmage. I don't know who's going to come up with the football. Levitt was supposed to take it. Christensen looks like he kept it, and it'll be close to a first down. Broken play. I don't know who you give it to, either Levitt or Christensen. Timeout officials. Out limping is Levitt. In is Brent Williams. Levitt went out limping. Christensen and Levitt. Broken play. And it will be close. The official scorer, I don't think, has given it to either Christensen or Levitt yet. It looked like Christensen kept it. He tried to give it to Levitt, and it looked like he kept it as they both rolled over their left tackle. And it'll be close to a first down. Just across the 30, they have to get to the 29, and is it close enough for the first down? It'll either be fourth and inches or first down. It's fourth and inches. About 4.5, 5 inches. The official put his one hand up here, the other hand up here, and the other hand was from his one hand about 5 inches. So that's fourth down and inches. Quarterback, third down, it says across the field, but it said third down last time. Quarterback, Jack Christensen on the keeper. He should have it, but it'll be close. As he dives forward. forward for what looks like the first down. If he has it, he has it by inches. It will be close. It depends on where they place it down. And it looks like it's 5 inches forward. Standing there, the Stowe College team, along with number 71, Joe Bonnet, the offensive captain for Dixie. Bonnet, the offensive captain, defensive captain for Snow, Robert Clements, standing there also. And the measurement again. First down, Dixie. He has it by the length of a football. So it's 5 inches and the length of a football, but Jack Christensen picks it up. If you want to give him a yard, be generous and give him that. It wasn't quite a yard. 21-14, Snow leading. 3:36 left in the third quarter. Dixie has it first and 10 inside the Snow 30 at the 29-yard line. Jack Christensen trying to move the football once again. The defensive backs for Snow have broken up the passing game here in the third quarter, a passing game that otherwise would have been on target. Christensen flips it out to number 35, Brent Williams, the fullback, and Williams inside the 25, down up to 24, it looks like. Brent Williams, the fullback, in replacing Mark Levin, who came off limping. Brought down in there by number 76, Byron McDaniel, along with Gary Richens. Second down, 5. Just inside the 25. A long 5 yards coming up. Christensen just flipped it out there to fullback Williams. Williams and Kevin Olson, the running back. Slot back, Johnny North to the right. Wide receiver, Kurt Smith to the right. Rolling to the right, Christensen under pressure. Passes over the middle. Almost picked up by number 38, Dave Schissel. Schissel had it in his hands and then didn't have it in his hands. Intended for Johnny North, and Schissel was between him and Christensen. Could not pick it up. Third down, 5 yards coming up. And almost a pass interception. We haven't had one today. Haven't had the pass interception at all. 21-14, Snow with a 7-point lead. Coming in is Matt Nelson. Coming out is Kurt Smith. Running backs, Brent Williams, Kevin Olson. Quarterback, Jack Christensen. Draw play, Kevin Olson. Olson has some room, but suddenly it's closed off. The tackle made by 56, Kevin Gardner. Correction, Clements, 66, not 56, Clements. That's why our middle linebacker is out there. And Clements showed why he's a star for the Snow College defensive team. As Kevin Olson had enough daylight to pick up the first down, and suddenly, there was Clements. And it's only about a yard and a half gain, down to the 23-yard line. Fourth down, and a long three coming up, almost 4 yards. Quarterback Christensen, wide receivers to the wide side. Johnny North, slot back, wide receiver, split left, Matt Nelson. Quarterback, Jack Christensen, barking out the signals. They're going to go for it on fourth down. Christensen rolling to the left, has plenty of room, under pressure, now passes. Lost it into the end zone of Nelson, out of the end zone, incomplete. Nelson had to go out of the end zone to pick it up. He jumped, he was in the end zone when he jumped. Right at the sideline, and when he came down, he was 2 yards outside of the end zone. The ball goes over, so what could have been a score ends up as Snow College football, first down and 10, from their own 24-yard line. Jack Christensen hit Nelson, but had the leading too much. As Nelson caught it out of bounds, in the end zone, he jumps, goes up, grabs it, comes down outside the end zone. Incomplete pass. Snow College, wide receiver, coming immediately to the right is Barakaw. Wide receiver to the left, Claire Richards. Eye formation, Gustafson inside of Baker. Colton hands it off to Baker. Baker across left tackle, picks up 4 yards on the play, down at the 28. Brought down in there, getting off the top of the pile is Bruce Milburn. Milburn on the tackle. Getting off the bottom was Dave Lewis along with Doug Mills. Milburn, Bill, Dave Lewis on the tackle. Second down, 6 yards coming up. A short six, 21-14. Snow leading with a minute 22 left in the third quarter. And Snow in control right now. Gary Croton, the quarterback, back to pass, looking to Barraclough. Barraclough has the ball knocked away down, picked up by Christensen. Christensen, I should say. The pass looked like it was going to come to Barraclough. It was tipped by Doug Darlington just as he got close. Instead, it came to Gustafson. It was a short receiver. And his back is still down there. Gustafson comes up, slaps Glacier on the bottom, and it's a big close to a first down. It looks like it's going to be a measurement. We have some halftime scores. Another football game. Wyoming leading New Mexico 17-10 at the half. Colorado State trying to upset Arizona. They're leading Arizona 17-6.5. And BYU in no upset, darn it. Still leading the final school, the University of Utah, 30-0.5. Well, we can root anyway, even if we don't win. First down, Snow College. Well, it looked like a poor pass. Ends up as a first down pass to get Jerry Gustafson. 53 seconds left. No, with the football. First down and 10 from their own 34-yard line. Dixie on defense. Wide receiver to the right to the short side is the field. Brent Barraclough. Wide receiver to the left. About 3 yards to the left is Claire Richard. Hand off to Baker. Baker finds the hole. Makes up 4 yards. 5 yards on the play. Brought down in there by Randy Price on the tackle. Along with Tracy Phillips. Phillips and Price on the tackle. Randy Price and Tracy Phillips. Second down, a long 6 yards coming up. About 6.5 yards. Clock running, 20 seconds left in the third quarter. Should have at least one more play, provided it is not an incompleted pass. This time, Barraclough goes to the right side of the reach, to the field, to the left side. Moving to the right is Bullard. Three receivers out. Back to pass is Colton. He has one of them, and that's Barraclough. And he's slammed by Dave Lewis in first down territory, though. Beautiful catch as Lewis hit him broadside with 1 second left in the third quarter. First down, no. Out comes Barraclough. In comes Scott Thomas. Barraclough coming out a little wobbly. All he needs is to catch his breath and he should be okay. That's the end of the third quarter. Snow 21, Dixie 14.
Monts Texaco, 9:45 East.